This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 online, fmtalk1065.com. Stream us there, TuneIn Radio app, a lot of other platforms out there. But keep us handy on the stream as well. All right, it is, as I said before we went to the news, it's a yearly meetup between a senator from, well, about the opposite end of the state from down here in southwest Alabama. But we line up on a lot of things, and this is one that we talk about year after year as he files bills to deal with the retail portion of the Alabama liquor sales, ABC stores. We're joined by State Senator Arthur Orr, District 3, to talk more about this. Good to talk to you again.
Hey, good to be with you, Sean, and, you know, and I wish we didn't have this date because that would hopefully mean that we are well on the way, as most every other state in the country. We are exiting the retail sales of alcohol here in the state of Alabama.
It is a, you know, where I'm coming from on this is it's not even a question about alcohol. I'm a person who buys alcohol, will continue to buy alcohol, whether the state's in the business or not. But it's the question of the state being in a retail business. If this was hamburgers or, you know, gasoline or anything, people would go nuts about this.
That's correct. You know, if we were designing state government today, would we choose to get into the retail space of things like alcohol or hamburgers or selling cars or whatever? And what makes Alabama different is that if we were 100% control state, and by that I mean we only had state stores as our kind of outlets for sale or retail outlets, then I might understand the argument a little bit, because we are afraid of the wrong people getting it or seedy groups getting into selling it. But we've got over 700 private retailers out there today trying to make a go of it, and the state is competing head-to-head with them all across the state.
It is. People will see that and go, well, there's the ABC store. You need to go elsewhere and see that this is, right, not the deal where you have this hybrid of private liquor stores and the state being in it. And give people an idea, too, how this sets up. So the function of the ABC is, I mean, multifaceted. They do control, right, liquor coming in and charge. They charge the excise tax, right, that is going to be paid even if I buy at a private location. Is that correct?
That's correct. There's a markup and then a tax that goes on the alcohol. What's interesting, though, that kind of creates the unlevel playing field out in the marketplace is that your state stores, and there are about 180 of those across the state, 170, 180, they do not have to pay city or county or any local taxes. They do pay the 4% tax, but that instantly puts the private retailer at a disadvantage, a cost disadvantage, when they have to pay all the other taxes that the state doesn't have to.
I mean, honestly, goodness, if you took this, if it was anything other than alcohol, the outrage would have been heard decades ago. But I guess people just got into a habit with this. This is your state having a competitive advantage in a marketplace over the private sector. Senator Orr, I mean, if we're going to be business friendly and business minded Republicans in the state of Alabama, this is not that. This is not that. This doesn't fit that definition.
That's correct. You know, we'll just continue to profit at the expense of the private sector, and we've had the numbers run. And if a couple things, Sean, if you assume that Alabamians will purchase and consume the same level or amount of alcohol if we went 100% to private retailers, then the savings to the state are in the neighborhood of $8 to $12 million each and every year. So in perpetuity, so you could say over 10 years, we'd save $80 to $120 million that we wouldn't be spending otherwise on the operations. And that's salaries, that's leases, that's the system that they have in place.
But we're told, Senator, that they are a state agency that makes money. That's what's been thrown at me before. That ABC.
That's correct. oh yeah, at the committee hearing where the bill got out of committee, you know, they throw up big numbers on the board and say, well, we won't be able to support the state at these levels because we won't be able to, we're not selling the alcohol. Well, what they don't tell you is that that same marked up bottle of gin and taxed bottle of gin, those same dollars sold by a same bottle sold by a private retailer, the taxes would then still go to the same state agencies out there across state government, DHR, mental health, et cetera. I mean, yes, factually true that they wouldn't, it wouldn't come directly from the ABC retail sales. No, now the money would be coming from the private retail sales of alcohol, but still, it's still the same dollars being taxed on the same bottles of alcohol. It's just a different person there at the cash register. The dollars, again, assuming consumption or purchases, I should say, are the same at the same level, the money will be the same to these state agencies.
Yeah, it's good for people to hear that because they'll hear the arguments against this. So once again, y'all, the revenue, that argument that's made that you can't close us down, this is revenue to the state, would you're not taking the ABC out of their ability to charge the excise taxes on it coming in. It's just they do that, and they don't open a store. They let the private sector do that.
You know, another one of the boogeymen that they use, Sean, is that it's going to increase drinking.
Yes, I've heard this.
You know, so underage sales, those kind of things. So they're still in the enforcement business, but I've got studies that show that when states have privatized the retail side, that it has not led to an increase in underage drinking or sales. So let me share a little vignette with you that I got via email a few years ago. And if I recall correctly, it was actually there in the Mobile area that this came from. And it was a guy saying, you know, I appreciate what you're trying to do because I used to work for the ABC, you know, store down here in Mobile area. And, you know, you'd find it curious, but every Friday afternoon and evening, a lot of those, quote, broken bottles, end quote, would wind up in the trunks of the employees there at my location where I worked. So you don't have the owner-operator mentality, and that's not to malign those working there at the retail sales area, but of ABC, but you don't have the owner-operator mentality like you do with the mom-and-pop private retailer, which is pretty much what we have all across the state at the 700-plus locations.
Yeah, and what we're talking about, number one, is ABC, like Senator said, would still be enforcing, you know, drinking laws in the state. But I'll tell you this, I'm 48, and I bought Dad a bottle of Macallan Scotch for his birthday the other day, beginning of this month. I got carded at the private retailer. I'm 48. I mean, people are just walking in. They're not going to risk their license and willy-nilly sell. I mean, they have a motivation to sell more. They also have a motivation to keep their license.
Let me tell you this, though, Sean, and you'll find this interesting. One of the things that ABC says is, well, we've never had a charge of selling to underage drinkers or minors or something in our stores. Well, what they don't tell you is they don't even check their own stores. They're a division of state government, so they don't go in and send the 15-year-old or 16-year-old or 17-year-old or 18-year-old in to try to purchase the bottle of vodka and catch the cashier to selling it to them. They don't do that to themselves. Just the private guys.
Really? So the sting? So they don't sting their own stores?
That is what I am told by well-placed sources.
Wow. So many questions coming in on the text line. Terry says, wouldn't there be more revenue if you did away with the cost of ABC stores and employee salaries plus all the benefits?
The answer is yes, and that's where you get that $8 to $12 million plus the leases. And here's the opposition, Sean. When we do our yearly attempt, number one is the State Employees Association, 600 plus jobs. That is understandable. You know, they're concerned about their employment. We figured it up several years ago. Benefits and salary, it's about $44,000, $45,000 average across that spectrum of those stockers and cashiers, et cetera, and those that work in the retail side. The next kind of opponent, and these are the ones that hire the lobbyists that work against the bill, is the landlords. They're the ones that are making excellent profits on these leases, and have are well placed, you find, in the communities around the state who get these leases for the retail locations. And they're the ones that invest in the lobbying effort. And then thirdly, you get the crowd that is concerned about an increase in consumption, liquor store on every corner, selling to minors. We've talked about the minors and the studies. As far as liquor stores on every corner, that's all up to the local municipality or county that is regulating the sales, as far as the zoning laws, whether they're going to allow a liquor store to locate at this intersection or not. That's really not a issue, and they can do that today as a private, you know, somebody want to come in privately and put up a store. Cities regulate how many stores they want in their local area.
It's, you know, Senator, the part about the landlord thing, you know, I've asked you this in the past. I think it was first came to light, gosh, 8, 10, maybe 12 years ago when I saw the number of properties the state of Alabama owned, right, through whatever situation they received the property, through taxes, you know, to pay back or whatever. And I think I said something like, well, why wouldn't you put an ABC store in a place that the state already owns? You can't do that, can you?
Not to my knowledge.
You have to rent, you know, from a retailer. What I'm getting at is there's a motivation
they
here.
They do not want to be in the owning business of all these retail outlets. Now, I've also tell you that several years ago we crunched the numbers and got the information, and that about 20%, my recollection, of the retail stores lose money each and every year, which means, you know, the taxpayers of the state are subsidizing
the sales
of alcohol in certain areas to make this available. And I go back to my fundamental question, is this truly a function of state government to make sure that we have alcohol available to our citizens in certain pockets of the state where it's not profitable to operate a store?
Yeah, they're worried about how you get broadband expansion into areas. Just ask ABC. They can go in and put stores in places that don't make money. Jason asked here, where did the money come from for the many recent renovations and changes to select stores, and where did that come from? Who approves that?
That would be all done under the ABC board. You know, they're the ones that supervise the operations. And what's interesting, again, the groups that talk about, oh, we don't want more drinking and alcohol consumption. I saw just this last week, you know, ABC had introduced an app to help its customers. So in a business sense, I tip my hat to them, you know, for trying to increase sales, trying to improve their displays, and doing all things that a retailer would and should do to try to increase sales. But by the same token, I mean, that
it's
that
a
just
state
flies
agency.
In the face of these people claiming that if we fully privatize, it will increase the level of drinking in the state.
So many people sitting here nodding along with you and the conversation you and I have year after year after year, beyond the state employees union and the people that are in the retail business with we're in the renting business for these properties. Why can't you get other members of the Senate and members of the House and a majority on board with doing this? I mean, it seems like there'd be enough people out there.
Here's what I've, you know, and I'll be candid with you. So we sent the bill to a different committee this year. And as I went to some committee members and discussed it, and these are new members in the Senate, and I didn't know where they fell on the issue, almost to a person, Sean, they were not supportive of the bill. and I was absolutely flabbergasted. I thought, you are a less government, low taxes Republican, and at least I assume that that's how you ran. But here, you can't even support this initial effort, which polls 70+% again, you know, to get out of the retail sales, and they are struggling with even supporting the bill to vote for it in committee. So I say all that if I've come to, you know, I've got a lot of maxims that I've learned in government, and it, one of them is this: the money always wins unless the people are screaming. So you've got lobbyists lobbying against the legislation, and unless the people are screaming, saying, we want this, this is crazy, I expect you, senator, representative, to vote to privatize and do something about it, then you know who's going to win.
So let's talk about this before we wrap up. So what is the step when somebody's listening to you and said, yeah, I want to be screaming about this? When they talk to their representative, their senator, what bill is it? What's the number? What are they going to call about?
Oh, Sean, I don't have the bill number off the top of my head, but I can tell you it would certainly be beneficial if your people in the Mobile and your listening area would get in touch with their senators directly and via email, you know, phone, however, and tell them they support the retail privatization bill for ABC. And that would be most helpful to help this effort and to get us going on the Senate floor.
And then we can have, next year we'll be talking about something else. By the way, SB 287, they can support this, this passes, and then you can join me each year to talk about something else.
That'd be a great day.
All right, Senator, we appreciate your time. Thanks for being on with us. And, yeah, maybe we'll be talking about how this passes instead of how it didn't pass next time.
Thank you. All right. A good weekend.
Hey, you too. State Senator Arthur Orr joining us, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.